Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for tuning into the show. Of course, ad-free versions of this episode and all our episodes are available on our Patreon for just $1 a month. That kind of thing means the world, and it helps us keep the lights on. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, and share. Do all that good algorithm stuff. And without further ado, let's get on with today's episode.
Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jason. I'm the Dungeon Master going around the table, starting with Jamie.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I play Tatiana, the human rogue.
And Lisa.
Hey, I'm Lisa, and I play Vella, the minotaur rogue.
I love your shirt, by the way. I wanted to say that
Did
earlier.
You get it?
Yeah. I like it.
It's like, I've worn it around several people and they're just like, okay. And I was like, get it? It's Rarudo. Billy Madison. They're like, oh.
Wow.
And I'm like, fine. That was it's a deep cut, but whatever.
It's fine. Apparently you were never a teenager.
Whatever.
Zachary.
What's up? My name is Zach, and I play Blevin Elmar Rutherford, the old human bard.
And Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen, and I play Josephine, the human cleric.
And last and certainly not least, Jameson.
Hi, I'm Jameson. I play Larg, the half-orc palabarian. Not going to work here anymore.
It's just references tonight. That's it. That's just that's it. Okay.
Damn it.
Well, that was a surprise attack, so you know. I can't be blamed.
You guys should watch behind the scenes. It's a comedy of errors.
Last time we sat down, we really bucked the status quo. We tore it all down. We're starting over, and you guys are falling from the sky. And I want to kick things off by getting a roll from each of you, but we'll get to that in just a moment. You guys had a conversation with something, but it was something grim and foreboding and ooky. So, yeah, there was a lot of skin flaps and pus and stuff like that. It was gross. But you guys got out of there. And in essence, you're falling 50 stories back down into the pits of hell. So the good news is, it's kind of planned, so you will be taking some kind of damage, but it won't be like if you were mortal. And you know, the bad news is there's no safety net anymore. If you die, your soul stays here. Unless the rest of the party somehow gets to the end and frees you, you're here. That's it. So we'll you know, the stakes kind of got ratcheted up, but we're gonna see how this goes. I'm gonna give you a choice to give me a dexterity saving throw or a constitution saving throw. And we're gonna go one by one, starting with Jamie.
I'm going to go with Dex. Surprising, I know.
Did not see it coming.
No? Why won't it do the thing?
Click on the word.
I don't. Oh, yeah.
I play with 10 groups now.
I know, but it makes me feel like a dummy every single time because you've told me that before.
Do you know what I'm going to say before we're done? You don't have to target. I'm going to say that because I have to say it for every group because we did it for Fantasy Grounds for 3 years. Yeah, don't feel bad. 21. Fantastic. So you guys are going to be falling out into the great wide open here. And there is just this irradiated looking field of green, this kind of ultra this kind of like ultra glowy, very Hulk green that you're falling into. It's kind of a canyon, and there's like these these spider veins, kind of like almost as if these mountains had varicose veins of like green pumping. Do you remember Blight from Batman Beyond? Okay, so go watch Batman Beyond. It's really good. I'm gonna throw something up for you guys in just a second to kind of show you what I mean. But you know, as you're plummeting down, it's like this should kill me. But you guys are coming out of this tower, and for the briefest of moments, you're kind of sort of shielded a bit. So this is the last of that magical energy coming out of this place and boom, boom, boom. So with that Dex, a 21, just great. You're going to take the most minimal damage possible. So give me 2d4, please. And that's, you're going to take that much damage and that's it.
Okay. And though it is a minimum amount of damage, Tatiana is scarred for life when it comes to heights, like scarred for life. Oh. Now for sure.
That's fair. This one more than the one story. Oh, you yeah. fell. This is like 50 yeah. times worse. So
yeah. And it felt bad when we were in that hallway, but like it feels way worse actually plummeting down. So
right. So this is going to be like you're catching this at a pretty steep angle, and you rolled max damage. Good for you.
Oh, fuck.
So you're catching this at an angle, and you're going to roll quite a ways down. But like besides like torn clothing and you're beat up and bruised, like you're able to kind of like each time you're rolling, it's almost like a Princess Bride thing where you're just rolling down the hill, but like you're able to kind of like catch and slide a bit. Like you're planting both your big ass boots down there and you're just kind of like almost like a cat down curtains type of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, ow, this fucking hurts, but it could be way worse.
Right. You said this was the, yeah.
Go ahead. Right. So this is the you know, you were being tested in this place and stuff, and they all but told you it's like, this is for our entertainment. And like playing with a mouse, they kind of protected you enough that you weren't going to die there. So this is, you know, Lisa.
Yes.
Would you like a dexterity saving throw or a constitution saving throw?
I believe I'm going to do dexterity.
Okay. Okay.
Normal?
Just normal.
Oh, bummer.
13's not terrible. It's not terrible. Great. It's not great. Can I get 5d4, please?
Fuck.
It's not great.
It's a large fall.
Oh, wow. That could have been so much worse.
That could have been 16s. Yeah. So we're going to give you 16 damage. Feel free to adjust that on your character sheet.
Done.
Okay. Zach. Now, can I ask you a question? Because everyone obviously is falling and it's very traumatic, but you're missing a part of you. Mm-hmm. Something that was very close.
Very important.
Something very asthmery, something very gross, and it's gone now. How's Blevins feeling? Like,
oh, that's an excellent question. I feel like, well, I should say Blevins feels like he lost something he didn't expect to lose. It's almost like being in a very contested zone, like a bullet zone, and you don't have your vest anymore. So he feels completely defenseless, and now he's falling, and he's back to that old man frailness. It's very obvious and very clear. Like any chipper, buoyant energy he had has just been completely sucked away as he's plummeting.
So not only do you kind of feel naked because like you're like this newfound power is kind of stripped away from you, but you're also in the most danger you've been in recently ever. In falling. Right. Okay. Would you like to do a dexterity saving throw or a constitution saving throw?
Ooh. Let's do dexterity, if I could.
Okay. Hit me with it.
All right. Okay, let's hope for the best. Wasn't that perfect?
Well, that's a 9. That's
lowest so far.
That's not great. Can I get 7d4, please? Oh, man. What's Blevin's hit point count now?
It's definitely all the warlock stuff is gone. So,
okay, we got a lot of ones. It's all ones and fours. That's all you rolled.
Darmok's last gift.
Yeah, 1, 1, 1, 1, 4, 4, 2. So 14 in total. So that's not too bad. You could shave that off of your hit points. That could have been way worse. So again, kind of slamming into this. It's like a 45 degree angle, and some points it's a 90 degree angle where you're just falling, plummeting, rolling, that type of thing. So those clean white gloves you had, you're just covered in it's a very sandy, like clay at points, that kind of dirt and rocks and stuff, and you're falling into this pit essentially.
My life alert is back in the tower.
Karen.
Yeah.
Do I have to ask, do you want to do a do you want to try a dexterity saving throw, or do you
absolutely not? When in the history of ever with any of my characters, especially this one.
That's fair.
Have I ever voluntarily done a dexterity saving throw?
Well, then give me a con, baby.
Okay. Oh!
Oof. Maybe you should have done the dexterity.
Karen, no.
Oh, that is a crit one.
That's so bad.
That's the worst.
Okay. You guys can take those hit points off. Don't worry.
I just wanted
Karen,
to
make sure. I need, can you give me 10d4, please? That is a 4 total.
It doesn't even go up to 10 on this grid.
Oh, you're right. That's an oversight. You know what? What we could do is just graduate to D6s. So give me 6 D6s. I think that's fair. 7 D6s. 7 D6s sounds fair as I'm saying it. Yeah, a little pepper. 24.
So like your neck's cracking all down this.
It's fine. It could be worse.
Yeah. There is a guy. And it's always a guy, but there's a guy out there who's yelling at his podcast machine, telling me about the statistic possibilities of a D6 versus a D4. And I'm not a mathematician or smart. So I'm just calling this as I see it. And I feel it in my heart as a D6, because if the grid doesn't even go up to a D10, it's trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm. Right, like it'd always be explained as order. As maybe they fell wrong, maybe they cracked their back or something when they fell.
I think if you roll a crit one, you definitely fell wrong. So, if we panned out, kind of picture like stormtroopers falling into the Sarlacc pit type of thing. Like if we panned out and just watch people fall, one of you, instead of rolling, I almost picture Josephine as toppling end over end or something. Mm-hmm. Like it's a rough fall. Oh, man. Jameson, you're the last one.
I feel like Karen's one of those fall compilation videos where you see somebody just eat it snowboarding and they just don't stop.
Oh, yes.
Old school fail army stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she tried to grind the rail on the way down and just...
You ever see somebody fall so hard that their head is like vertical at 1 second and then there's no frame in which they're not like they just hit and it's just... Yeah, that's what I
just saw a great one of those the other day.
Like they're definitely going to replay this in hell for a while. Like it's going to be up on the big screen. It's like,
That made the commentating. All right, so I'm going to do the Constitution save.
Constitution save. I kind of figured.
Normal. Oh my god!
Oh god! That's an eight.
You guys.
So, you know what though? It makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish they were giving you a bit more protection. That's a roll of 2, so it came up as 8 in total. Even man, that con save was doing a lot of heavy lifting. So can you do me a favor? give me 7d4, please.
19.
Oof. Just oof.
Like everybody who did a dex save did their best to like catch themselves and like land like a cat and they're just kind of rolling down the hill, and then me and Joe hit it like just comets into the side of the hill. Pow, pow. And then slowly just slide down. You know?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, how'd these rocks get so sharp? Who sharpened these rocks?
I mean, it is hell.
It's hell. They got a rock sharpener. They got one.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely a punishment somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Just one little imp on the side. You just like really arouse. Sharpening the edge of the.
Finally, my time.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
That's scary.
Sorry, we're just loading up a canyon here for you guys. Like, that's kind of what you're looking at here.
We're looking at this specifically. Whoa.
This is dope.
It's this green in hell? That's scarier than red.
This neighborhood?
This neighborhood. Oh. Remember, it's like Hulk-like.
How do I turn the volume down?
Oh, that's a good question. See that musical note all the way up top on the right hand side? Just click that and say stop it.
I don't want to stop it. I just want it to not be at 100%.
You can turn the ambient down.
Yeah.
There we go.
You can turn it down.
There we go. Oh, it just stopped anyway. Okay, never mind.
Oh, this is very cool.
So, remember a year ago when we were starting this campaign and I said, oh man, there's a bunch of different sections of hell and each one of them are different. And then we just spent a year doing other stuff. Well, we're back to that now where there's a whole bunch of different portions of hell. And first off, what I want to do is you guys are going to all tumble into this this large kind of green tinted canyon. It's kind of, it feels like nighttime ish. There are these sparks. It's kind of like a giant fire, but it's all bright green embers in the sky, kind of streaking toward like,
I'm sorry,
shut up, Siri. So you're all going to land around the same spot within like 40, 50 feet of each other because it kind of funnels down in here. And a few seconds are going to go by. Oh, wait. I forgot to roll for splat.
Splat.
If you kill my boy.
We need answers. He can't die.
It's in his namesake. I think he'll be fine. It's what he does.
It's true. Maybe he's really great at falling.
We haven't tested the extent of his power. That's the. So.
He hits the ground and just slides from all the turkey grease that he ate.
Every time I think we're done comparing him to Pippin.
Maybe that's why I love him so much.
I just imagine the guy, he's like a slimy amorphous basketball, right?
I picture him as being pretty slippery, like a swimmer, you know? He has no body hair. He's just like...
Do that again? I'm sorry.
I don't know. That was like a penguin, I guess.
So his best, I guess, is Dex with a negative one. So let's do that.
Come on, baby
this
boy.
This is why you can't get attached.
No.
You don't give him names.
Oh, no.
That's a four. So.
It's the same as Josephine.
Oh, no. So I guess we're moving to, D6s. 7 D6s. Let's kill
that's a
splat.
Lot.
Oh, my God. 26. So he is just like Josephine, just like Larg, just going to streak into this canyon like the comet that killed the dinosaurs. Just poof. Doesn't roll, doesn't do that. It's like and you're a little bit of time is going to pass, like a few minutes, where everyone I would imagine everyone's just it's like, oh, you're just kind of, I don't think anybody got out of here unscathed. Like, I mean, Tatiana's the best with 8 damage, but still it's like, oh God, oh, we're done falling. Okay. What's your first thought after that? Like what's everyone feeling? Let's start with Tatiana. You landed the best.
My initial reaction is that Tatiana is going to jump up from the ground and just yell into the abyss, fuck!
Oh, I love a like a good pan back shot of just like just barely the echo.
Literally, you just end up seeing the vastness of what is before the party now, you know? And she'll turn around and look towards who I think it was Splat, actually, that took the most damage. So looking over at Splat and Josephine, she'll walk over to see if they are need any assistance. Not that I'm a healer, but like, I'll try.
There's literally a tiny crater, where, like, remember how I said it's kind of sandy? It's kind of like, you know, so there is an impact crater where Splat landed. Not that there's a lot of body weight there, but like, no grace whatsoever. Absolutely none. And he is bent and contorted in ways that, like, if you saw a person, be it dwarf or elf or human, you'd go, oh, that's a dead body. Like, that's not how limbs should be. But with Splat, you're not quite sure, because you're not exactly sure what Splat is supposed to be. Like, it's like, but definitely eyes closed, face down, just.
I'll walk over to Splat, trying to awaken him.
Absolutely no response. Just like, if you pull him over, though, at the very least, like, you can kind of tell that he's breathing, but very, very shallow. Because, like, when you roll him over, like, he would have just suffocated there, because it's like, and just dust comes up, you know. Mm-hmm. So pulling him over is like, okay, well, he's not dead, but like, he's not well.
Right. All right, breathing. And Tatiana will move over to Josephine. Are you okay?
I mean, I took like half my life damage. It's fine. Josephine will, like, maybe, like, hold her hand out and see if you could, like, help her get up out mm-hmm. of her, like, little crater also. And then look around for Larg to see where he landed and just be like, are you actually out of your mind? Did you even think about what you just did? She's just pissed.
So, yeah, Larg would be standing in the crater next door. You would have stood up. picking rocks out of his skin. You know how if you fall on pavement, you got to get up and pick the rocks out of your... Yeah, so he's doing that. And he looks over, and he doesn't look mad. He doesn't look scared. He doesn't look hurt. He looks completely kind of neutral. And he just looks over and he says, I don't know what you mean.
What? We just fell 50 stories. What do you mean you don't know what I mean? We could have done other things that could have not happened. Like, you didn't even, like, consult anybody. You just attacked this weird thing and we just fell out of the tower. Like, are you... What the hell?
Well, you had to have had a good reason, Larg. You wouldn't just attack an entity that supposedly was trying to help us get out of here without a reason. So what was it?
He kind of looks around at the rest of the group as well broadening the conversation to everybody. But he looks around and he goes, is that what we think? Do we think that they were actually going to let us out? We're in hell. Nobody was going to let us out, even if they were who they say they were. That wasn't the behavior. I wouldn't say behavior. That's not what... That's not what someone who wants to help does. They don't make you play a game before they help you. They just help you. They weren't there to help. They were going to let us get to the top and let us fall to the bottom as many times as it took until we ended up like that. No point to Splat. Here's what I don't like. I don't like leaving until everybody who doesn't belong here leaves with me. That might mean that I never leave, but I promise that I will get everybody out who deserves to get out. And that includes you and you and you and no point to Blevins, and I'm not sure about you.
Blevins is still down.
But we are getting out. I promised you I would, and I still will. But we're not going to do it that way, because that was going to be a game and nothing more. So I didn't do anything wrong, even if it... He picks another rock out of his chest, even if it wasn't fun.
But it was like right there, Lark. Like we were so close. Like if we had just gone up at the thing, like we had a plan and now we have nothing. Like what are we going to do?
We had the word of Darmok and of whoever that was, and a deer in a dining room. We didn't have anything. All we have is the exit that we've seen and a chance. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's not fun. It's hell. But if nobody else is paying attention and nobody else is going to control things down here and get things working the way they're supposed to be, then I'm going to do it.
But like, did we have to fall 50 stories? That really hurt. I've been eaten by werewolves, and that hurt. Okay.
Wait, you got eaten by werewolves?
Wait, we should talk more.
You don't just throw that out in conversation.
Sorry, it's trauma. It only comes up specific times.
No, I think he would kind of just like double take on that, but maybe not get into it right now. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that he was going to do that either. It wasn't a lot of fun. Another rock out of his chest, you know. But now at least we're not playing a game for somebody.
As you say that, there's going to be this lightning streak. Again, kind of the bright green, almost like gamma energy type thing. Blam, just kind of streaks across the sky, this huge crack of thunder. And this booming voice is going to kind of cry out as each one of you, like right here in the chesticle region, right here. Is that not what we call this region?
Chesticles?
The chesticles, right here. There's going to be this faint glow and this booming voice overhead. So you wanted out of the tower. Congratulations. But the game isn't finished yet. You have 12 hours. And in the distance, you're going to see this column of light. To make it to the area where your former compatriot was leading you. After that, the gate is sealed, and you become permanent residents. And there's going to be, like, each word that's spoken is kind of this like ripple of thunder. Like it feels like it's like someone cranked all the bass up, you know, like that one asshole in Best Buy who wants to test this. Just it's like that. See, everyone knows you've been in Best Buy one time.
Got a fountain fart into the loudspeaker.
Oh, and there's a pause, like it's like, okay, is that it? And one more thing. It wouldn't be much of a game without some opposition.
Whoever stops this group from reaching their target will be rewarded greatly. And then, like, boom, nothing. Like, it's just going to...
Clack, as he puts the Best Buy thing.
Shit, what is... what? It's the red one? The red one. Shit.
When this booming voice is happening and finishes, Tatiana is going to take her gaze from the sky and directly to Larg. I need to know his reaction to this.
I don't believe that either.
Fake news. Fake news. Sorry.
There's ways out that we don't have to be given permission for. So we can play the game or we cannot play the game. But that's not the only option. And again, I'm not leaving until everybody's out who belongs, who doesn't belong here.
Okay, but like, how are you gonna determine who belongs here and who doesn't belong here and how to find those people?
That's an excellent question.
Haven't gotten that far in the plan, Larg. We haven't gotten
thinking of things when I need to think of them and not a moment before. So we're gonna
step two.
Yeah.
A rigorous interview process.
Can I see your resume, please?
For keywords on resumes, it's going to be
scales and a feather.
As you guys are standing here, you're going to hear this boom, 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 and it's kind of like rhythmic. And it's kind of reverberating around the canyon and stuff like that. But it first it's like, oh shit, is that footsteps? Is it more thunder? What is it? And then it's like, it's rhythmic. It sounds like a goddamn drum, like this huge bass thing. And then more instruments are going to join in. And it's a little like it's like there's a goddamn metal band because it's like it's all the instruments have this like talons on steel. Like it's just like there are definite string instruments and everything, but it's like there's an amplification behind them. And if you kind of like crane your head, it becomes more and more clear and you're going to see these demon goat men cresting the hill and charging at you. And they are accompanied by a full orchestra behind them. There are more instrument players than there are demon goatmen coming for you.
So Larg is going to reach over and lay on hands Tati. And like he'll quietly just over in the side because he's been very matter of fact about this whole thing, but he'll very quietly... like as he like puts a hand on her shoulder, he'll like lean in and be like, "I'm gonna make this up to you, I promise." And you can take care of the hit points you're missing. Is it just the 8? I have 15.
No, it is not. Okay. And I am not math, so.
I am not math.
It's true.
I'm missing 32 hit points.
Holy shit! All right, well I can give you 15.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. That was like when someone offers to pay for the bill. It's like, I'll get this. Shit. No.
How much is the bill behind me? Oh, I'm not paying for that. No.
Fuck them.
Car karma be damned.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So
we should probably get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Blevins has been pretty quiet this whole time as people have been kind of dealing with the situation. He kind of finally sits up you know, on his butt, and he's just, he kind of checks his pockets just frantically. He starts checking the sand below him, like the green disgusting sand. He's just trying to dig a hole as hard as he can looking for something. But as soon as, you know, the demon goats like start charging, he gets up and he looks towards everyone else to see their reaction. Is anyone else running? Or are we just...
I think we're getting ready to, you know...
Yeah, as long as nobody's still down, right?
I should mention before it. So there are the demon goatmen who are cresting the hill on foot. And then there are some demon goatmen who are riding horses with flaming mane. Kind of lighting goats up the night horses. Sky. Goats on horses. Demon horses, if it makes you feel any better. Mm-hmm. They're called nightmares.
I approve.
It truly is hell.
I yes. have a question.
Hit me.
What did I get out of the thing, Seth, falling from the tower?
Oh, I was waiting for you to ask. I'm so glad you asked.
I feel like she's listening to the conversation, but then also examining whatever it is. Just so, furious.
So, do you know how, and hold on, I want to get the exact name of this right before I quote it. So, okay. You have a rapier normally, right?
Yes.
So what you pulled out felt sort of similar in terms of weight, right? It's a very thin kind of decorative weapon type of thing. It looks like maybe it was created for nobility or something like that. Like it's very gilded. Like there's this gorgeous handguard, but there's kind of a roughness to it, like it was augmented. Like maybe whoever was using this when they got to hell, because it doesn't look like this was forged in hell. Like they went, okay, I got to toughen this up a little bit. But there's an interesting feature, because when you kind of give it a couple of practice thwips, like you're, you know. So first of all, this thing kind of sparks up and there's kind of lightning, like this electrical field coming off of it. And then on your third thwip, segments of the blade come off and it becomes kind of a sword whip combination where there's 1,000 barbs on it. Ivy from Soul Calibur. Thank you. Yeah. Very. Yeah.
You get the costume too.
Yes. So Vela's got some stunking big boobies right now. Like it's all jiggle physics.
Udders. Well.
Udders. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
For days.
Yes. Udders. The point is, send your fan fiction to dandrpodcast. @gmail.com, and I will forward them directly to Lisa.
Oh, I'm blushing at the thought of it, actually.
Make it really Soul Calibur, where like every 15 points of damage, like an armor piece breaks off.
Oh,
and then occasionally you just fall out of the ring and lose.
I just looked that up. Oh my goodness.
Is purple not your color? Is that the thing?
It is absolutely our color.
Okay, well then, there's no problem at all.
She's so hairy, but that would work.
Wait, what?
Vela is so furry.
Oh, Vela! I thought it's like, I think you looked up the wrong artwork. Anyway.
That's dope. That weapon is so cool.
So it is a +2 weapon to start out with.
Okay.
And it has a recharge ability. that essentially that whip thing, you can use that whenever you like. So it has a reach of 10, which is wonderful. But it has a recharge where you can use it, and then if you recharge on a 6, you have to roll a d6, and you know. You can electrify a field around you and have everyone do a dexterity saving throw within 5 feet of you or take 6d6 damage at its base, because each time you do it in combat, the die value goes up. So each time that recharges in a fight, like, it starts at a d6, it jumps to a d10, and then finally a d12.
That was 6d6 damage?
6d6 to start with, yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I'm trying to write all this down. Okay.
No.
Recharges on a 6.
Yep.
Okay, got it. All right.
And at the top of every turn, you get to throw a d6 out there to see. It's just like a dragon's breath weapon.
Got it.
But it's Vela's booby sword. That's that is its name.
Trademarked.
TM, yeah.
I'm writing it down. Vela's booby sword.
Excellent. Good.
Crushed it. Okay.
So I guys, mean, what the hell are we doing here? Are we
running?
Running? We trying to get out of here?
Yeah. So Larg's gonna grab Blevins by like the collar and like shove him towards the other ones and like be like, go. And I mean, he's running too, but he's the one staying in the back of the group. And I don't know if anybody's grabbing Splats, Splat, but that's the rest of
singular.
Us. Yeah.
Yes.
The Splat bits.
He's in one piece, just not conscious right now. So picture these ebony horses with flaming mane and these fly-coated pussy goatmen just streaking over a hill coming while a full goddamn band is playing because either these guys were nearby and we're gonna do this anyway, or they were spurred on by the voice that, you know, is like, hey, you bring me their skin extra gruel tonight or whatever the fuck these guys are. Delicious. So there are three of these horses, a lot more goat men in the back, but these are the ones that are going to be able to get to you way before the ones cresting over the hill would. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you guys a little test because up ahead, there is a canyon you can slide down into, which these guys can't follow you into unless they're going to just ruin their horses. And where the hell are you going to get another nightmare? You know what I mean? Like these guys that, I mean, unless there's a field of them, then you got to tame them. It's a whole thing. So I need an athletics check from everybody. And we're looking for at least a 10. That's it. That's how easy this is going to be.
All right.
That 12.
Woo.
12 from Lark. 12 from Tatiana. 21 from Blevins. Josephine with an 11 and Vela with a 7. I'm going to go ahead and guess that you have to get used to the weight of the booby sword. Like there's a newfound, like
she's suddenly much more top heavy than she used to be.
It's like walking in heels. Like it's like, oh, okay. You got
heels on the costume are absurd.
Yeah. So, Vela's going to start to fall behind. Maybe it's even a thing where it's like, I got to grab Splat, like that type of thing. Like it's, you know,
that's probably what it is.
So as you guys are running, like trying to get out of here, you are feet away from kind of tumbling down into this canyon. And one of these goat men are going to ride up and they have these like rusty hatchet things. And they are going to kind of take a swing at Vela. And they had these barbed tails, almost like a scorpion, and they're going to try and like flick that into Vella as well. So let's do the rusty axe first, if that sounds cool. So D20 plus 5, 20.
Give me, hang on. Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Not a huge deal. It's just 3d6.
Yeah, sure.
10. So that's 10. Now, the barbed tail is a bit trickier. So let's see here. Hold on a second. I need a saving throw from you. it's plus 4 to hit. So, okay, first I gotta hit you. So D20 plus 4. Okay, that's only 11.
No.
Ooh, never mind. Don't worry about that. You ain't got to do that. So it's going to take a chunk off your back. So it's like, ah, shit. Like it's, you know, it is very unpleasant. Okay. Everyone else is going to reach this canyon. And I need each one of you to give me an acrobatics check to kind of jump in. And now look, okay, I'm just looking for an 11. An 11 gives you no damage, and you're just going to just kind of like slide down in here. Oh, baby. Oh, Tatiana with a 10.
Let's almost go, Blevins.
Woo!
Bella with a 12, Josephine with a 4, Larg with a 5, Blevins with a 7. Ooh. Oh my god.
I like to think that the cavern hit just like pushed me up. You got it.
So I imagine that this is one of those things where somebody stops at the lip and everybody just bumps into them. And
yeah. Blevins is definitely grabbing onto Larg. Carry me, please. I'm so exhausted, please. He's like, get off me.
He's going to definitely use you to land on now. Yeah.
So this isn't so much an open pit like what you fell into as like if you see this scenery that you're looking at, like picture you tumbled over that. Like it is an open chasm and there's it's like falling down a Minecraft hole, basically. But there's bits and pieces you can fall and hit on your way down. So you're going to fall about 25 feet, but these horses can't get to you. These guys can't get to you without climbing down there. And they're probably not going to jump. So it would take them a bit longer. But everyone who did not get didn't get the target of 11, which is everyone except Ravella. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. Yeah. I'd like to say the hatchet was motivating.
That's what I was thinking. It like propelled her.
Yeah. Into there. So like it might be a thing where it just takes a chunk out of your back and you jump and manage to fall a bit and cling to the other side and then fall kind of gracefully. Just with an axe wound.
As a wooden wounded minotaur can.
Everybody else, do me a favor and take 5d6 damage.
Oh my god.
Do we have to? I'm afraid, so.
What if we don't want to? Yeah.
Then you should have rolled better, I think.
Are we rolling the 5d6 ourselves?
Yes, you are.
Oh, no.
Karen with a 14, Zach with a 17, Jamie with a 16, oh, Jameson with a 22, and that's it. That's all we needed. Okay, I'm going to say that Splat is just being carried because Splat didn't jump. Splat's being taken.
My boy.
Well, there goes that lay on hands, James.
It's a good thing I did it, though.
I know. Thank you.
I just gave you those. Yeah.
So it might be a thing where you guys jump and there's like a 6 or 7 foot drop and then a 10 foot gap in the chasm where you guys just land like side first trying to hold on. It's like, oh shit, and just fall. Can I get a hit point check after everyone falls into this surprisingly damp cavern? There is a liquid kind of running through here, so you're gonna land and it's gonna it's going to kind of land with a, well, a splat, I guess.
Mm. Apropos. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Let's start with Jamie. What are you looking at hit point wise?
Currently, with a max of 69, I have 36 nice. Hit points. Thank you. Thank you. 36.
Karen, what's it looking like?
I, with a max of 63, am at 22.
Ooh, okay. Zach?
So we're all hit the ground, right? We're at rock bottom, essentially, right? So Blevins is on his ass. He's not feeling too great. He's getting a little withery, you know, getting aches he didn't used to get. He's started with max 57 hit points. He's at 23 now. So one more big blow. He's down like treasure.
Lisa, how about you?
Out of a possible 52, she is at 22.
Oh, that's good you made that jump.
Yeah, when you said 66, I was like, thank God.
Jameson, you're the tent pole hit point wise of the group.
Lark's fine.
Lark's good.
He's got 90 hit points. He's down to 42, so he's just under half.
Thought you were down to 90. He's like, what the fuck is your max?
No. He's of 90, he's down to 42.
Okay.
You equal two Blevinses.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
He's got extra white gloves.
I have two powdered wigs.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Oh, shit. It's...
Goddamn, two.
I got to make that happen now.
Or just one wig with double powder. That's probably more large style.
just pure dandruff.
I can't see.
He just shakes his head.
It's an AOE attack. It's
the blind.
So there is a steady trickling of liquid kind of coming down the walls of this cavern. It's not it's not like a rushing tidal wave or anything. It's more just like it's been raining outside, and it's you guys are kind of in the gutter. Basically, it is a thin corridor that you've kind of landed next to. It's maybe 10 feet wide, and it's kind of this winding, jagged path. You're essentially in a fissure. And this is the second time that you have landed somewhere and taken damage tonight. And you're going to hear these like horses get to the area above you and kind of like rear up. You're actually going to be able to see that dim firelight coming off of them. And almost as if they're panicking, they're going to turn and ride the other way as quickly as possible.
Oh, don't like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost like a fish saw a bigger fish, or like they don't want to be somewhere, or like they went too far out of their territory, kind of panic.
Give me a perception check, please.
Fair enough.
Everybody can, if you want. Oh, never mind.
Ooh.
Never mind. Blevins has
don't
got the clarity.
It. Don't need nah. it. Yep.
That's like a crit 20.
Back on the ground, looking straight up at the sky. With super clarity,
just soaking it all in. That is a raw animalistic panic. That is a, oh shit, we done fucked, and they took off. Like, that is fear. That's what that is.
So, Blevins back on the ground. He'll observe them like just galloping away. And just as strained as he can, he'll say, "That was out of fear." And that's it.
Of us?
Clevin shrugs.
But I did flex a few times while we were running, so, you know.
They got a good look at you finally, and they're like, whoa.
That man. So, yeah, Largo will take a look around at where we're at and say, well, I think we should climb back out. I got a rope. Getting the rope out of his bag.
I ain't climbing shit. You're going to have to pull me up. I'm not falling again. It's not happening.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. That's understandable.
Well, let's should we do not like a be, pulley? Let's not be too hasty. We could, in theory, rest here, hole up in this crevice, and when we're ready, we can slowly climb up like gophers and see what's around us.
It's actually a pretty good idea.
Not sure if they have gophers here.
All of you are going to get this feeling. Like it's not like you're hearing or seeing something. It's almost like an anxiety. Like if anybody has had that going in for a job interview or just existing in the year 2023, there's like an anxiety.
I'm unfamiliar with anxiety. Can you describe it to me? What a novel idea.
Well, you know, when you open your eyes first thing in the morning,
that's
and
it.
You remember everything that chased you into the next day. It's like that. And
I'm familiar.
Okay. You're going to be keenly aware that whether you believe it or not, there is a clock that is ticking and you can feel minutes. Like it's innate. Like, you know how much time is left, and about 10 minutes have gone by where you're just, it's like, okay, like whether you believe it or not, like that timer is ticking down. An interesting thing also comes with that feeling is there's no map or anything, but it does give you almost like a North Star direction of where that gate is.
So even from this crevice, if there was like a hole we can go through, we could kind of traverse underground the same way we could above ground.
Even if... Yeah, like no matter where you are, it feels like it's like, okay, it's that way. Like everybody knows, you know, where the gate is, whether there's a wall there or something, you know, whatever. But like, you know, the direction.
I think the resting idea is a great one. If we can.
It makes me nervous now thinking about it. I look over at Vella. Is that thing still alive?
She's gonna look, in my mind, she's like cradling him a little bit. She's like, I think so. He's breathing anyway. And then she's gonna try and like set him down and try and patch him up as well as herself. It's like, splat, splat. Like, gently tap on his cheek, maybe. Just... Hey.
There's going to be a little air that's, like, trapped in his puffy cheek. So it's like, just that noise. Yeah, still breathing.
Okay.
Well, everyone's chatting. Joe is going to take this time to can I cast a spell
to heal
everybody?
Like.
Okay.
Do you think it's needed?
Listen, I hurt. Joe hurts a lot. Okay. Splat is very unconscious.
It's true.
And I know we're talking about resting, so if it's not needed because we're gonna rest and heal, then that's fine. But
we could always do a
also
short
very
rest.
Anxious about resting because there's a clock ticking.
True.
A short rest is an hour, and you are in a crevice that panicked demon goatmen away riding flaming mares.
Yeah. So,
like them and the band hightailed it. Like that metal music just got like faded in the distance.
Yeah. I'm just gonna cast a small little spell. Small little fifth level spell. And everyone is gonna get this, whatever this is. Oh, why is it target? Why is it doing that? I don't like that.
What'd it do?
There you go. It was trying to target, and I was like, I don't need that. Hey. There you go. Woo! Everyone's gonna get 16 hit points.
16 oh, hit yeah. points, baby.
Including splat.
Oh.
Because it said splat. I could do up to six creatures. So.
Ooh, splat is a creature.
if only that. He is a
don't talk about my son that way.
So Splat's big moist eyes are going to kind of flutter. And like you're gonna even in this kind of echoey rift that you guys are in with all the water, like that moistless trickling, you know, that like you're gonna hear his eyes just like just kind of like a little suctiony because they've been like closed and gummed up for a few minutes, a little clay sand in there. And he's gonna look up at Vela and just like kind of like as he comes to start to panic, like it's like oh, like looking around, it's like where the fuck are we? How did we get here? That type of thing, like just panicking.
Shh. We're safe for the moment.
Where are we?
We were chased by some goatmen on flaming horses. We are in some sort of cave, and she's going to be kind of looking around.
Why do I feel so anxious?
Oh, yeah, we have a countdown.
To what?
To get out, apparently. We got 12 hours, baby.
Sweet, we're outside of the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is this what it feels like all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the walls are going to die?
Yeah, like the walls are closing in around you? Yeah. Nothing.
Like
you
I can't
right.
keep up with the events of life and everything I do is wrong? Is that how it feels?
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back, bud.
Oh. I don't like it.
Nobody does. Do you remember the last time you were out of the tower?
Not clearly. It's
flat.
It's no. I'm on the level. It's really strange, though. I do feel a bit clearer. So maybe the further we get away from the tower, things will get better.
There we go.
Though I don't know if it's going to be 12 hours. It could be longer, but we're leaving, though, right? We're getting to the whatever, and we're getting out.
We're going to try.
Well, that's another debate that I think we should all group together. Well, I think we should respect Log's wishes and at least talk. He does not want to leave until wrongs are righted. And I, for one, respect his noble heart. And my head is much more clear. My body may be weak, but I do feel back to my right self. So, in saying that, Larg, what do you feel in your heart, my dear boy?
So the whole time when Splat was waking up and Blevins was talking, Larg in the background is trying to tie his rope around one of his javelins.
Ooh.
And he like He does what I do when I can't do something is I eventually just hand it to my wife. So he's going to go hand it to Tatiana and be like, you do it. And then he'll turn to Blevins and he'll say, I think we should go towards the opening. And we'll see when we get there. That's the best option we have right now. I just don't think it's the only option, but it is an option. So we should go that way. But he kind of looks at Blevins for a long moment, like he's going to say something else, but then he decides not to. But there's like a moment where it's like, we're not done, but he doesn't say anything.
Splat's going to kind of trundle over to, because his gait is very small. Like he's kind of got like a little like wiggle when he moves.
Yeah, of course.
And he's he's doing his best. He's small.
I love him.
So he's gonna trundle over to Blevins. It's kind of like pat him like on the calf. So you're less gross now. Congrats.
And you're less delicious, my dear boy. I mean, ball.
My dear ball.
Whatever your shape is.
Curvy.
Noted.
So, we're leaving then.
Parker will look over to Tatiana to see if she typed the thing.
She did her best.
Well, I feel like that's in your wheelhouse, kind of.
I'm good with my hands, right?
Rogi, there used to be a use rope skill. You took that away.
Yeah, well,
third edition purists. Sorry.
So do me a favor, roll to seduce rope, and we're just going to...
Oh, I already did.
Oh. Everyone got a different image in their head, and it's all gross. So do me a favor. Here's what we're going to do. Are you trying to chuck this up vertically 25 feet? Into the rock?
So he's not trying to chuck it into the rock, but it's a long pole, right? So if he can get it to wedge between two stones or something like that. But yeah, as high up the 25-foot pole as we can. What's the range on a javelin? Hang on.
Well, they're not meant to be used like that, but I'm sure it's more than 25 feet. So let's see what we can do.
It's a max of 120 feet. Obviously, that's horizontal, but...
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Give me an athletics check with it.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a 25.
Nice.
I look like a friggin' Olympian throwing that javelin.
Yeah, there's like hell scouts just like in sunglasses.
And headboards and whistles.
I like the arm on that guy.
I love him.
Yeah. This kid's gonna go all state easy. Just you're gonna whip this up about 15 feet, and it's gonna like stick into the rock with enough force that you feel pretty like you're gonna give that rope a tug, and it's like that's pretty good. Like that'll hold me, I think. So
is there a good ledge up there at that height?
If you get up there, you're gonna have to kind of like turn and kind of leap to the other side. So like it's not going to be easy to get back up at all, but it's possible.
Another one, and I climb up and I throw it from there.
You can try, but it's going to be with disadvantage if you're. You know what I mean? Because like okay.
All right, I'll try it.
So your options are vertical, right or left, basically, and just follow the fissure. But it sounds like you want to try vertical first.
I want to try it for unless somebody literally says Lark don't, then Lark do, you know.
That is how Lark we've done things so far.
Okay, so athletics at disadvantage.
Go ahead.
Before you do, Blevins is going to kind of nestle to the side of you and say, good luck, my dear boy. You're going to need it. He'll slap you on the shoulder and give you bardic inspiration.
Yeah. Thanks. That's so, very encouraging. And then just go.
So I'm going to guess that Lark doesn't really have a hard time climbing a rope 15 feet. I'm not going to make you roll for that. I will make you roll with disadvantage for this other, you know, so you're going to give me another athletics with disadvantage and you're going to huck. And this would finish you up the rest of the way if you're successful.
Okay. And with this, with Bardic Inspiration, I can add something to my die roll if it's other.
1d6.
I can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome. Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Let me roll it first.
Oh. Ooh.
We're dropping a 14 to take a 5, so that's a total of 10.
I'll add the Bardic Inspiration.
That's probably wise. Oh my god!
16. Look at that.
Thanks, good stuff. Yeah, that outright turned that into a success. That's pretty awesome. So there are now two ropes, 15 feet up and then 10 feet up further. Do you want to climb out and then scout ahead and let everybody know what's up there?
Well, so my question is, and this is in retrospect, so let me know if this is impossible, but is the rope on the second javelin long enough that they can just use that one to climb out? Because right, it's only 25 feet. I've got 50 feet of rope.
I would say, yeah. You don't have to do a
pitfall level out of it, right?
No. Okay. No reason to turn this into Donkey Kong or something. Like, let's just, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So in that case, I'll totally like that one's there. So I'll pull the first one out, cross over to the second one, climb up and then scout around, see what's up.
Yep.
I'm not going to go anywhere. I'll wait at the top.
Okay. Do me a favor. Give me a perception.
Perception. 6. All clear, guys.
That is the largest roll. 6. I did the big strong thing. Looks good.
Looks good. No imminent danger.
I just, as Larg's climbing, we're just standing there at the bottom. It's gonna be like pure silence. Blevin is gonna say, "Tea, food, anybody?"
No, nope. He has a sleeve of crackers that just didn't get damaged this whole time.
I don't know. He has like a bedroll full of stuff.
The only thing I think would make that fall is like ginger snaps or something. Oh. Like that's the only thing I think that would. Yeah,
but he'll just go in his pack and look around.
You know what? Give me on a scale of 1 to 10. Roll? Yeah, give me like 1 being the worst snack. It'd be like circus peanuts or some shit. Like 10 being like the best.
Mm.
8.
Some little nougaty.
I would say, so it's got to be something like, it's got to be a nice pick-me-up snack, something with lots of protein. So like, I would say that in your pack, you've got this delicious, succulent jerky that's not dried out. Like it's dried meat, but like it's still tender. And like, it's still got like a honey barbecue glaze type of thing going on there. Maybe a little teriyaki, something like that. Obviously it did very well in the fall. So it's totally fine. Splat would absolutely love some of that, by the way. He hasn't eaten in minutes.
Blevins will start going around personally asking people, saying, have to keep your energy up. Josephine, jerky.
I'm good, thank you, though.
All right. Velamun, Jersey, jerky.
Don't mind if you... Wait, what kind of is this? Is it beef?
Oh.
What do you say, Jason? Beef, regular beef jerky along with that flavor?
Give me 1d4.
Fair enough.
A 1 and yeah. No, this is more of a, this is like a pork jerky type stuff.
Okay.
It's okay.
Don't mind if I do.
It's a lesser animal. It's fine.
It doesn't look like me, therefore it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I picture Splat being the kind of creature that has to chew with his molars for some reason. Like they're sharper. So it's like just doing that, like really working his jaw around to tear off a hunk and then soften it with his spit and then kind of, you know, really pipping it up.
Then last but not least, Tatiana, some delicious jerky.
Thank you. Pass.
Oh.
All right.
Can I say that everybody on our Patreon, Jameson was talking about visiting in the summer, and I will absolutely film him interacting with Pippin and post that at some tier on our Patreon. Just a straight hour of like, you know, Pippin and Jay, like something, like we'll call it something. And like, that's what we'll do.
As a matter of fact, for every dollar is going to be a minute that he has to hold Pippin in his arms.
I agree. Yep.
You ever hold a wet towel, just kind of like a wet
But you can't pet a wet towel.
Like you have to a wet use towel it to won't sop give you up kiss. A kitchen spill, and it's like,
oh man. If we reach $5,000 on the Patreon, I will.
That's like a weekend at Pippin's for him.
We're gonna make sure that at some point Pippin dries his eyes on Jameson. Like it's a thing. Like he like Jamie's seen it. Yeah. Yeah.
Just does a little head twist. Rubs.
Yeah. He gets
face
all in there.
You.
It's like. Yeah. Like he's. Look,
if
he gets
that dog dries its eyes on me, I'm blowing my nose on that dog.
You will not offend him. I don't think. Then it's then you're
no,
playing.
But like, I will offend Bree, and that will be very funny.
She'd be like, "Did you just?"
Like, yeah, I did. Actually, yes, yes, I did.
Here's your dog. Back.
For $10,000, we'll have him move in stepbrother style.
Yeah.
Give me a high five.
Then it's a buddy cop movie. At 10,000, like I think we have to like Jameson just has to go to work with Pippin in a papoose or something like that. Yep. Like it's a papoose.
Oh
a six total for your perception. So you're gonna look over this this large field, and there are there's fissures of different sizes kind of spread out. A couple of them are massive and wrap around this this craggy area, and a lot of them you can jump over. A couple of them, you know, it might be tricky, but like you could get to the other side of this without having to go through this fucking, you know, without having to be down 25 feet and like navigating and stuff in case something's down there.
Well, I have my trusty javelin on rope now, so I feel invincible. You can get around anything.
It's true.
Yeah, so he'll continue to help people up as they try to climb out. Like he'll lay down on the edge and like reach his arm down so they have like, you know, 4 feet less to climb or whatever.
I'm not I feel like you guys have gone through enough tonight that I'm not gonna ask you to roll to climb the rope because I feel that's too gym class and I feel like it's mean.
Blevins would fail, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I coming from a guy who has never been able to climb the rope, even in his prime,
I mean, worst comes to worst, literally, like Tatiana said, would I tie the rope around you and I'll hoist people
just
up.
Just like hoist, yeah.
It's fine.
So here's what we are going to do. I need a travel die, please.
We're all moving.
And I think Karen. I think we're gonna go with Karen.
Okay.
Now, can I get a D10 from you as a travel die?
Sure. Hey.
Middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a 5, everybody at home. How about this? Some time is going to pass. And I would say it's about an hour. So you now have 11 hours to get to this gate. But more importantly, I think technically that's enough time for you guys to get a short rest. I'm going to allow that. So if you guys want to pop some hit die, if you look on your character sheet, all the way up top, in the middle,
there's a button.
There you go. There's a little S rest. So you just hit that.
Look at all them dice.
All right, I'm topped up.
Yep, same.
Oh, it hits it automatically. Nice.
Everyone done?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it was thanks to the jerky. God's on the street. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. A good jerky is revitalizing.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
I like to think as soon as Larg helped up Levins, like they met, like they grabbed hands. There's like a jerky in his hand waiting for him as soon as he got up.
Fastest way to earn Larg's trust is just secret jerky handshake every time.
I picture the Predator, the Carl Weathers Schwarzenegger handshake. Yeah, that's
a bony old hand
jerky.
Arm.
Like just jerky in the
hand. I didn't think you could make that handshake any manlier, but it was missing jerky.
Some nourishment.
It
was,
yep. Oh, man. I'm glad everybody's topped up.
Because of all the friends we're going to make?
Because of all the friends. You guys are going to party.
Oh, there's a concert going on.
You're going to, you're traversing this field, and it's difficult at points because there's like 10-foot gaps and you have to get a running jump, and like you've managed to do pretty well for yourself so far. Like you've made it, you know, quite a ways after, you know, having an hour to get your shit together. This is a point where one of the cool things is there doesn't seem to be anything around you, like no screaming goat men, no metal bands, no flaming horses, nothing like that. So the cool thing is you can kind of look in any direction and see if something's coming at you, even in the air. Like you're just kind of like, okay, you have any giant fucking mosquitoes or something like that, or, you know, something terrible. And it's it's about an hour and a half in, something like that, almost, when you're making your like fourth or fifth jump. And so far, you've been able to get one person across, and then like someone's there to catch, and, you know, you've been doing very well. And all of a sudden, there's going to be like it's almost imperceptible, but kind of a tremor. So the first thing you're thinking is like, oh shit, is this platform like not sturdy? Like, is this like, you know, because there's a bunch of fissures in the ground. Some things collapsed here over time. But you remember how I said that there were some really big crags that wrap around this place, and like, you know, out of this massive crag that wraps around, there's going to be this elongated lizard-like form, but it is coated in metal. It looks like kind of rusted iron, but it is unmistakably a dragon that is going to lift out. It is essentially a dragon coated in plate mail, basically, like this twisted, kind of weird amalgamation of a thousand knights and this giant lizard. And it's called the Iron Worm, and it is going to attack you. And I think it's a good time for us to... Oh, I'm sure. Okay. I am positive it is going to attack you. And I think it's a good time for us to stop for the evening, everyone.
I thought we were making friends.
I'm more of a talker. So, you know.
I mean,
I'm more of a lover than a fighter. It's a dragon.
Honestly,
hot.
Though, I always geek out whenever, like, any game there's a dragon because I'm like, oh, dragons.
Oh, that's
that
a good
means
one,
it's
too.
Epic.
Yeah. I just see us being able to open up an armor shop after we take this thing.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's got loot, baby.
It was the Iron Worm.
The Iron Worm.
Okay.
Iron
Worm.
Oh, just it's gonna be a bitch, but if you take this thing down, oh my god. Like
that'd be so freaking
We can take down a dragon.
So we get like
we'll
two level ups after this.
A
right?
dragon covered session. In armor.
I'd say two minimum. Like if you could take this thing down, like it's nasty. So like
yeah.
Okay. It's just one dragon, but holy shit. It's oof.
It's a doozy.
It's a gut check. That's
what
well,
that luckily is. We have the muscle of splat with us. I think we'll be okay.
And the power of jerky.
We can throw a splat and the jerky and then run. And then
brilliant, wow.
Brilliant plan.
Then you just gotta deal with Vella. So
she will understand. It'll be fine.
No, she won't.
She's like my best friend.
I don't know why she's become so attached to this gross.
We
creature,
can find more
because splats. Lisa is.
Because we're in hell. You know, sometimes you gotta have an emotional support demon.
You need a good thing.
I just feel
we've all had an ugly pet at some point. That like you
never.
Know,
my pets are gorgeous, objectively handsome.
I think that's through a father's eyes. That's the problem.
No, because if they ain't good looking, they don't come home with me. I'm very shallow.
Wow. Here's the thing.
I mean, you pay so much for like a dog, man. You gotta love it.
Luna is a gorgeous creature, but one of the derpiest things I've ever come in contact with. Like she takes. I know,
well,
but
the
like
huskies
you
are
think...
just naturally pretty, so it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have an ugly husky.
It's not, but like. You picture like the majestic like wolf like and it's like no, it's this big dumb smiling dog that just does dumb shit all day long, but I love her like but objectively she gets by her looks.
Did I ever tell you I had a girlfriend in high school? End of story.
It was a husky.
It was great. No.
No. It was a husky.
I had a girlfriend in high school who had a dog that was half German Shepherd, half wolf.
God damn, that's a lot.
Real wolf.
Half wolf. The dog's name was Ivan. It was
that's
massive.
A cool fucking name.
He lost a finger every time
he petted it. It was huge. It was like German. It was wolf size, which you've ever seen an actual wolf.
They're they're big.
It had
they're
the big. Thick coat of a wolf, and it was German Shepherd coloring. It was the coolest dog.
Wow.
So cool.
Damn.
That's never seen such dog. A cool dog.
That's been damn. Massive.
Relationship didn't last. I still think about that dog though.
No.
Probably not around anymore.
So the opposite of Pippin. Like they took the two most functional things and it's like, let's make a really cool dog. And then they took whatever's left over. It's like twins. That Danny DeVito is Pippin.